Owners of small short-term rentals in Orillia welcome council's second take on the issue, potentially calibrating the licensing fee based on size. Rachel Edwards, Helen Kirchhoff and Lisa Day were all operating one-bedroom Airbnbs in their homes but told Orillia Matters the $2,040 annual licensing fees was too expensive, especially considering the small size of their accommodations and the lack of problems incurred as they live in the same residences as the rentals. Edwards and Kirchhoff moved to long-term rentals, greater than 28 days, through Airbnb rather than pay the annual fee, while Day reluctantly paid the fee. All three reported it was unfair for one-bedroom rental providers to be charged the same fee as 10-bedroom homes. They also noted it's typically the large rental homes that often don't have the owner present, where things can get out of hand with noise, garbage, off-leash dogs and other issues. At Monday's council meeting, four councillors brought forward an inquiry motion to direct staff to explore a fee structure based on the number of bedrooms being rented, regardless of whether the renter lives in the home, and provide a review of the short-term rental issue overall. Councillors Jay Fallis, Janet Lynn Durnford, Jeff Chetwerzuk and Luke Leatherdale signed the inquiry motion, which was passed. Staff has until June 25 to return to council with a report. I can't operate at the $2,040 price point, but something that would reflect the size of my space would be really fair and would make sense, Edwards said. Kirchhoff said she's willing to pay a fee but she's not willing to pay $2,000. Why would I pay the same as the larger places that are making four or five times as much as I am? She questioned. I think more people would come on board, with a lower fee? There's not enough one-bedroom units. Kirchhoff said she is not impacting the hotel industry. That is a different atmosphere. This is cozier and private. Plus, when it's busy, there are times people can't get a hotel room, she said. Short-term rentals like hers are also not taking away from the housing stock because she is already living in her home and just renting out a space in the home, she added. She also said short-term rentals where the homeowners are living on site should get a break because there are few problems at such places. We are right on hand. We are not allowing it to get out of hand, she said. Edwards, who is renting space to students, hopes calibrated licensing fees come in before June. This winter has been really hard. I'm hoping this happens sooner rather than later. The summer is coming and I don't have any bookings, she said. Chetwerzuk said City Council wants to provide a positive solution and move forward.